Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. Today it's at Jerome Solomon, Tyler Drew Scott, filling in for Aaron today. And text the show at 713-780-3776. You want to watch on Twitch and put your comments on there. Occasionally check on those as well. You missed the first hour. Well, some sports, some other stuff.
And clearly we didn't go deeply enough into the message I see here from at Queen Bee Spice. Crystal on Twitter says she can personally vouch for Fred Fowler. He can throw a freak dick.
That was a year ago.
How much did the video run? Is this on Pornhub?
I would say about once a quarter now. There's a big after party at my place, and it's always fun.
Let's crank it up, huh?
Uh-huh. So we'll just have the whole party at the new place. So.
Yeah, because then we're an hour and a half away, so we've got to stay there all weekend.
You've got to stay there all weekend. And so we talked about that, bought some property up near Kuntz. So going to have a weekend home up there, which I'm really looking forward to. But
that's going to be a nice, you can get a plot for a movie script from a weekend outside Kuntz.
I think they've made the cabin
property.
Believe me, when we start talking about putting a cabin in there, the horror movie stuff started coming up. But I'm sure I always like to write. I'm sure I'll have some kind of, once we get settled in, there'll be something either from a novel or a short story that uses that area. Because I try to write all my fiction around places in Texas where I've been
that are real.
Yeah.
And that's probably going to be a great place to write.
Yeah, that's the other thing that I'm kind of thinking about. It'll be nice and quiet, and I can, spend some time working on the next couple projects there. But again, it's about a year away, I think, before we'll have it ready. And I've got to get contractors and all that stuff, and we still haven't closed. So
yeah, see, Crystal, you got a whole year to do a cleanse to get ready for Freaknik with the Fowers.
Well, no, we have that listener party coming up. There'll probably be some going on there.
That's a gal party. You can't get too out of hand. Well, listeners can. You have to be in control.
Why not?
It's a listener appreciation party. The listeners will not appreciate you showing up and being the listeners old funky Fred.
The listeners will be disappointed if I'm not hanging out with them and slamming alcohol.
No, you can hang out with them and you can slam alcohol. You can't be, good freaky Fred like you used to be back in the day.
I can't be as freaky. There's no question.
Oh, hear that, ladies and gentlemen. Freaky Fred coming to the listener party. HR is down there going, what did Fred just say?
Yeah. Usually I'm sitting there drinking with HR. So.
You're corrupting HR.
Laura's basically HR. And, she's seen us at our worst.
She knows how you roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
So,
Are you giving away listener party thing anything today?
No, I am giving them away, but not yet.
Okay,
I'll let the people know. I'm going to give them plenty of time, and I want to do at some point some kind of Twitter giveaway so that it's not just all phone. But I haven't figured out how to do it yet. So the Marcus Stroman trade was a little strange yesterday. I mean, the Mets, who are supposed to be sellers, and maybe they still are, give up two prospects. And I'm just wondering, don't the Astros have better prospects than what the Mets gave up? Couldn't they have gotten Stroman?
Yeah, they could have. This is my thing about the Astros. And obviously, I talked to Jim Crane and their brass and their thinking. I've always thought, and I get into it all the time with people, and sometimes it's semantics in their mind, but it's not in mine. I don't believe in windows. There's no such thing as a window. It's about you do what you can to win, and you keep doing what you can to win. And your window is, as long as you have a team, you can win a championship. It's not, you can only win a championship this year, or only win one next year, or, man, you only have 2 years to try to win a title. That's just stupid, and it always has been. And the teams that ignore that window crap are the ones that put together long-term runs of success. I bet if you went and looked it up, and I can go to Nexus and look through the archives of all the newspapers and magazines, I guarantee you I can find where writers were writing about the Patriots windows about to close when they won their first championship, or the next year, or the next year, or the, and oh, on we've
been
and on
saying,
and
everybody's
on.
Been saying that for 10 years. Yeah, we were joking with Fezzik about that
on
Friday.
There is no window. You keep getting better and you do what you do. That said, because I don't believe in windows, I don't believe in this, man, you got to hold on to your prospects because, man, that'll extend your window. No, it won't. You get another prospect and extend your window. Your window right now is this season. You win it, and then you try to win next season when next season comes around, and then you try to win after that. I don't think that Kyle Tucker's nowhere near untouchable in my mind. He's not that good. Not, and when I say not that good, I'm not saying he can't play. I'm saying he's not so good that I'm worried if I move him that he'll be the greatest player ever. And I go, man, I let the greatest player ever go. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the way they've set this team up is it's very much like the Cardinals, which makes sense because that's where Luno came from.
Mm-hmm.
That they've had sustained success. I mean, they won a couple World Series. They've never really been bad since. They've had some seasons where they weren't as good, but they're usually in the hunt. And I think that's what they're going to build. And just from that standpoint, you know, whether it's a window or not, I think you're set up with a really good group this year and next year for sure.
Easily.
And beyond that, I think so as well. But, I mean, at least for the next 2 years, you know you've got Justin Verlander out there at the top of the rotation. You know you've got this killer lineup. And, yeah, if you could get another pitcher who's going to get you through next year, because re-signing Garrett Cole is going to be
You're going to have to decide if you want to break the bank or not.
And it may be that, you know, I don't know. He's hard to read. I don't know if he wants to be here or if he's already got his mind on someplace else. So even if you do break the bank, he may not want to come back. So I think if you can get another number two guy that sets you up for next season that helps you this year, then that's just gravy.
Yeah.
And you know, I think they I'm kind of coming around that if they don't make a move, I wouldn't feel horrible about Wade Miley as my third playoff starter.
Right.
But I'd still like to have somebody better. I'd like him to be my fourth guy.
Yeah. Well, see, where I think they made a mistake, and not even just a mistake in hindsight is 2020, or this was a bad choice, a bad decision. It's a mistake in my mind to not take care of Charlie Morton for these 2 years, because unlike all the moves we're talking about, all that required was money.
Right.
You know, and if it turned out to be bad money spent and Charlie Morton didn't pitch like he's pitching now or has pitched for most of this season and you wasted that money, what would it really hurt except your bank account? You know what I mean? Yeah. And so that to me is a mistake. So if you had Charlie Morton, I'd feel even less about the need to add on. But I'm always add on, get better.
Yeah.
Because they're good enough to win the World Series now. They add another arm as a starter who's better than Wade Miley. They're even more likely to win the World Series. And that's the goal. So go do it.
And I've heard this postulated by a lot of people on the Mets, and McSkiza talks about it here on Twitch. Says, doesn't this make the price for any of the Mets pitchers in general higher? Like if they trade Syndergaard now because they've taken a guy off the market. In theory, I don't know, because it might drive the price up on Zach Greinke or somebody like that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, for a team like the Yankees, you know, I think they have guys that they're willing to give up to get a pitcher like that. I don't know if the Mets are going to trade him to the Yankees, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. In theory, yeah, let's get all the guys that people want. Makes sense. But
did you see where the thing when it came out earlier today that Stroman threw a fit that he wasn't traded to a contender? Yeah. He wanted to go to the Yankees so bad.
Yeah, well, I don't blame him.
Oh, he thought he'd go to Yankees or Red Sox or Astros, according to the New York Post story. Well,
and it's funny because AJ and I always have this discussion about he's always about trade all your prospects, who cares? That's kind of coming back to bite the Red Sox now because they have traded so many prospects. Mm-hmm. They don't really have a lot now to give up to get a guy like that.
But what's so great about the Astros and the way that they've been built and the luck that they've had in building what they are, they're not sitting there going, man, if this – name a prospect. If this prospect doesn't pan out and isn't ready for us this season or next season, we're going to be terrible. That's not the case. Their core is built and solid and still relatively young. It's not like they're desperate to fill in anything where they are short starting pitching, and that's what they need to add.
Well, and I would trade Forrest Whitley in a heartbeat. And
oh,
I'm going to tell you why when we come back. That's a radio tease. Hey, I can be professional sometimes. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. Jerome Solomon filling in. Tomorrow, Booker T and Brad Gilmore. We're going to bring the Hall of Fame to The Blitz.
Oh.
Should be interesting.
Maybe get him to show you some wrestling moves.
Yeah, those guys.
Wrestling move.
Well, I'm sure a couple of those things will come up, but they know their sports, man. We had we had a great time in Vegas and got to spend a little time with them and got to know them a bit. And I'm like, yeah, I want those guys on the show. So they'll be on tomorrow. Boston the Gloss on Wednesday. On Thursday, you might need earplugs because it's Patrick Creighton. We'll be filling in with me, and then we'll do the Moneyline guys on Friday. Jerry Bowe and Josh Jordan. So
the Boston the Gloss, that's interesting to me is because of their dynamic and the way they operate when they're running solo versus how they have to operate with you in the house. That's that could be fascinating.
Yeah, we've had some really good shows. What I tend to do with them is, you know, they sort of do their
you let them do them.
Yeah, and then I just kind of drop in the occasional smart ass comment that takes it off the rails. It's like I get to channel my AJ, and then it gets off the rails, and then they get back on, but. I try to get them to loosen up and have a little more fun than they do on their show.
Yeah, it seemed like Holly and your boy you let them go and be what they are. You didn't drag them into the mud like you've been known to do. You know, I think you're a little too kind. Because they were very sportsy and it was good and entertaining and knowledgeable.
We spent a lot of time on how attractive people have problems and how sad it is, and you know. That was just such a terrible thing. There was one thing I did want to get to with Holly. It's like the best states for single men and single women.
Mm.
But we never got to that because she was talking about, okay, well, here's where I'm going to move. And I said, well, you're going to strike out wherever you go. I mean, that was... It's like,
that was your jumping off point?
Yeah, well, I think both of us were... We picked on her a little more than in the past, and she, you know, of course, she plays along great, so yeah. It's fun.
My co-host on Houston Sports Show every Sunday night on KPRC Channel 2, Lauren Lille, 11:30 at night, who is stunning in many ways.
She's okay.
She made a, she said something, you know, just one of those offhand comments yesterday when we were shooting some stuff for the show, and she said, well, I don't bite. I was like, maybe that's why you don't have a man. She was bothered by that comment.
This is 2019. No, I know we can't make jokes anymore.
I explained to her though that it wasn't an insult. There's a difference between a joke and an insult.
Yeah,
an insult would be if that were really the case that your lack of biting is the issue. It's like you don't really want a man that wants to be bitten, do you? What kind of woman wants to?
Just depends on the guy. I mean, everybody's into different things, right?
Yeah, everybody's into different things, but I don't think a bunch of our female listeners who are driving around now are like, if the man wants to be bitten, that's my kind of guy.
There's probably a few. There's probably a few. I think we have, you know, we have a very diverse listenership that's into
that's
a lot
some
of
diversity
things.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
but
what's worse, a man who wants to be spanked or a man who wants to be bitten?
Bitten.
Bitten?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think spanking's a little more common. I don't know. I'm.
You sound like you.
I just know what I see a lot of spanking on Pornhub. I don't see a lot of biting, so I can't.
How
really...
much of this spanking are you watching?
I only need about 2 minutes. Come on, it's not like you have to watch the whole thing. Why do they even have 30-minute pornos on there? So
because there's a plot. You're a writer.
Oh, who cares about
there has to be a storyline and a
setup. No, for that there doesn't. For that, you just need point and click, you know? Let's see. Redhead, Asian, yeah, okay. That's you just kind of point and click. That's
Now that you mention it, I'm like, I don't know if I assume there's a category for biting porn. Is it biting porn? Is it
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that if you go on there and search for biting.
I'm anti-biting. I don't even like the nibbling. When I've had I know some women who want to nibble. They think you like that. I'm like, I don't know who you've been with, babe, but
there's a boss back in the house.
Get your teeth off me. Yeah. You know, I want teeth. No teeth. You don't even need teeth.
You want a gummer. That's what you want. You need a grandma.
No. I'm going to get that boy a gummer. Oh, yep.
Yeah. I take these things out, boy. I make you feel good. That's so disgusting.
I know it is.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
The boss just walked in there, too, which is he just got back in town. So, but yeah, you can't make jokes like that in 2019.
No, it didn't bother her like that. It was she's like, oh, that's what you're trying to say. I can't get a man. It's like, no. That's what made it a joke because you can get a man. You don't have to bite. You know,
you really, really can't do these kind of things.
No, I'm going to stand up for decency and humor that you can still go there. You just have to know your audience. You have to know your target. You have to know where you're going. You can't be disgusting because that wasn't disgusting. No, that wasn't like, who you biting on last night, girl? That would be disgusting.
No, but I'm pretty sure Bill Cosby said the same stuff. So
No, Bill Cosby was drugging people. That's a little. It didn't matter what Bill Cosby said. He was doping people. If you're gonna drop a roofie on somebody, it doesn't matter if you're doing a Bible verse or a joke. It's you're doing wrong. You know, that's a completely different thing.
Oh man!
Doesn't matter if you are Catholic priest or Bill Cosby.
Okay, so let me ask you a question on this TV show because you're the producer and the star and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have an HR.
I am HR. That's who
that is the scariest thing ever.
That came up. Bear was like, who's HR? I'm like, you're looking at him.
Yeah, so that's great when she has to go file a complaint. It's like, I want to complain about the sexist joke that.
Fill this up.
Yeah. What if the HR person did it? Well, I guess it's dismissed.
I guess it's
case but dismissed.
That's one thing that I can say. In all the places I've been, my bosses would send, you know, women workers or around me because they knew I would treat them with respect and I would, you know, advise them on how to deal with others in the industry, in the business, because I am a feminist at heart and I stand up for women and being able to, they should get everything that they deserve and be treated fairly and equally and not so crazy about jokes or anything. I think we've gone too far on some of the joke stuff, but there are people who weren't jokes. People were saying, people were just being disgusting because I'm a man and I can be disgusting. And I'm like, no, you just can't, you know, it's just not allowed.
See, I don't want to spoil that speech with the joke that I had based on something you said.
It's going to be disgusting.
No, it wasn't. It was just an unfortunate phrasing of something you said.
It slipped out.
Well,
go ahead. You know you can't help yourself.
No, I think the listeners will probably figure it out. But I am glad you stand up for women. We're going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. No A.J. today. It's all Jerome Solomon filling in. 713-780-ESPN's your number.
Rob says you're really pouring it all out today, Fred. What does that mean? He thinks you're... You're confessing to things? You're opening up? Are you, you know, is it a little different for you?
I don't know. I just kind of feel like I'm doing
what you always do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah, let us know, Rob. I'm curious. What more is Fred giving you today than he normally gives, you know?
Yeah, it just...
It's probably the porn. You've opened up on your porn watching.
It's, you know, that's been discussed before. Oddly enough, not when Holly and Jermaine were here. We didn't talk about porn. But
didn't get the porn with them?
No, or if we did, I don't know.
Because a woman and a black guy were there, you couldn't?
Well, no, it wasn't so much that. It's just, you know, it's kind of creepy to sit there and talk about porn with a woman next to you that is not somebody you're watching porn with.
Really? That's interesting. Yeah. So you can talk porn with a guy that you're not interested in. But you can't talk porn with a woman that you're not interested in. That's pretty sexist, Fred.
It is sexist, and I fully accept that, but that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being sexist.
Because if you're going to talk porn, Fred, you ought to be open about your porn talk and be willing to share it with all.
No.
I mean, except people underage.
Well, yeah, that's
not porn.
Okay,
that's,
see, there you go. Sick. Now you're into something different, and that's totally...
That's sick, right. But talking porn with Holly, I would think you ought to be able to do that.
No, we usually wind up talking sports or me making fun of her fingernails. That's what it comes down to. Because she's got like, I've never actually seen the show Claws. I've seen the commercial 6 million times.
Right. That's the same here.
Yeah. That's what she is. So Lamont says, please tell Jerome I too stand up for women. And in 15 minutes, I'm laying down. Jeez. You guys, really?
15 minutes. Yeah. No, actually, that's really not that long. Boy, back in the day, though, bruh, I was like a moron. Like, put in a lot of work, you know? It used to be way too much work. But I've learned now that was unnecessary. I mean, it helped with my reputation. And, you know, there are women out there all over the world who are like, that dude there. But, like, really, was it really necessary? I mean, it's like in some cases it's sort of like the guy who's at the Y just hooping like he's in the NBA finals. I'm like, dude, it's the Y. You know, just take a couple of shots, get a sweat on, and go home.
It's like winning a $10 poker tournament.
Yeah, you're right. You're like putting all this. You're struggling over, man. Should I make this call?
Here's your $60.
Like, no, bro, you're putting way too much thought into this. Just go ahead and do what you got to do and let it go. But 15 minutes, that's all right. That's good. That's impressive, you know, for some people.
You know what? I'm so old and out of touch that I can't even comment.
You don't even look at the... You're not even keeping
There's a
count.
Clock? Yeah. I already said that if it's more than a minute of porn, it's a waste of time. That ought to give you an idea.
You're like baseball. There's no clock.
Yeah. It's just strike one, strike two, strike three.
I'm out.
Yeah. Slider, slider, slider. Somebody said,
one spitball, that's all you need. Yeah.
Somebody said, what would I give to sit down and watch a Texans game with Jerome live? I don't know. You tell us what you would give. So
I will tell you that for people, and a lot of you all, you know, you hear from media and you read us or you see us talk or whatever, it can be very entertaining if you could hear what we're saying during the games. Sometimes it's hilarious. The people who you would think are much more fair than they are, or people who you think, oh, they're just a homer, not during the games. It's especially when things are not going well, it can be really fun. I mean, it's like having comedians, and none of us are professional comedians, obviously, but it's like having comedians in a spot trying to be the funniest. And so everybody is trying to be the one who says the best, makes the best comment about what's happening on the field at the time. It's hilarious. It's really fun. I mean, it's much more fun, I think, than watching a game at a bar with a bunch of drunk people.
Well, unless the drunk people are also the people that you usually hang out in the press box with.
Yeah.
Because if there was drinking a lot
in the press box, it'd be even better.
Well, that's the thing. That's why the times we've gone to the bar and it's been you and me and a couple other people like that. And
that's fun.
Yeah. That's more fun because then the filter's completely off. And, yeah, you get some, I don't want to say insight is the right word because it's not.
No, it's not that deep most of the time. But what is sad about it, and I'll speak as a media person, I dog the media in Houston as much as anyone because we're so darn soft, is we go at it for 3 hours just roasting every last person that has anything to do with the organization from before kickoff until the final buzzer. We get on the elevator, go downstairs, and go into the press conference where the coach is, and we act like we wuss out so quickly. I mean, none of the stuff you heard during the game comes out when the guy's right there. We let them dominate the conversation. Or at a basketball game, they're just roasting James Harden because he's 3 for 17, and it's the worst 3-point shooting performance in the history of the NBA. Look it up. He's had a couple of those. And we'll go after the game. So it was a tough night out there for you, huh, James? And like, no, I did what I do. You didn't seem to have your shot going. Well, that had nothing to do with the game. I was still trying to win. Well, you know, was it the defense there? No, I didn't have nothing to do with defense. And it's not what you heard when you're up there. Man, this dude need to stop shooting. And in New York, in Boston, they would go to that same press conference and say, hey, did you consider to stop shooting at some point? By about that fourth or fifth brick that you threw up there, James, did you ever, right then, did you say to yourself, maybe I need to stop shooting? And we don't ever come at them with that.
I say we. I don't go to the press conferences for Bill O'Brien, but there's a lot of times where I think you guys just let him off the mat, and I think it's a little frustrating, especially when he just says something like, you ask him about a specific play and it's like, well, we have to coach better, we have to play better. Yeah, but what about that play? You didn't answer my question,
right? Yeah.
And at least make him be an even bigger a-hole than he usually is and say, I'm not going to talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll ask him a tough question.
I've heard you do it a couple times.
But the follow-up is lacking in a lot of ways. And at some point, I'm like, man, I didn't come here to fight with you. You know, you're in a bad mood because you suck as a head coach. I'll just tell everyone that's the reason you lost was because you did that. But it's not worth the challenge because it's not that important to me in a way. And sometimes, but even within that, there are times where it's like, we need to go at him hold him a little bit more accountable on the spot when they're there.
Yeah. It just feels like a lot of times he's going to answer a question a certain way and that's him shutting it down. And everybody just agrees that that's him shutting it down.
Right.
And I don't think all the time, but there's times, especially when there's a specific play where they made a decision that didn't work out or did work out, where he doesn't get into any details about why what he was thinking or any of that. And, you know, that's frustrating because if you're going for it on fourth down, what was the thinking? We thought we had a play that would work there and it didn't. We missed a block or whatever.
Yeah, I did that with Kubiak once. It was a Chargers game and it was late in the game and they completed a pass and they rushed up to the line of scrimmage and ran a stupid quarterback sneak on, you know, fourth and two and a half. And I asked him about that dumbass call and he goes, well, I just thought we could get a yard. I said, you did get a yard, but you needed two and a half. He didn't find that very humorous at the time.
We're out there.
But I wasn't angry because I didn't have any money ride on the game, and I'm not a fan of the Texans. It's not my team, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, fans I know were mad, but I can't get mad like that. I have to be analytical because I'm distance from it. So it was funny to me that he was like, I thought we can get a yard. I was like, well, yeah, I thought you'd get a yard too. Problem was you needed 2.5. He's like, well, we'll have to look at that. Well, you can go look, bro, but you was way short on that one. But in New York, though, see, it wouldn't have to just be me, and I'm not trying to give myself a pass.
Right,
I'm saying,
right.
Like, if I said that and we went there, the next guy would go, so what about that, coach? And the other, so it's a team effort from the media where they all pile on, and here you're like in the ring by yourself sometimes.
Yeah, and somebody was asking on the text line, why don't you know, if you don't like the way they ask questions, why don't you go out there? I've done my time doing press conferences. I'm past that. Yeah. I've done that. Was I hope I've gotten to a station in life where I don't need to go to any freaking press conference ever again unless I just want to go.
Yeah.
So they're not fun. And
no, and there's not a whole lot to be gained from most press conferences anyway. They're so stale and put together. I mean, the Texans specifically, since that's where we were talking mostly, but Mike D'Antoni is great in press conferences. He'll actually answer your question, and he'll give you what he's thinking, and he'll take shots at himself for not doing well. He won't go, we need to coach better. He'll go, oh, I messed up with this, and I should have done that, and he'll get real.
Well, I think
A.J. Hinch will do the same thing.
Yeah,
he'll
and
get
I think that's
it.
Why you contrast those with O'Brien, and it's like, I mean, I think Kelvin Sampson's really good.
He's outstanding. Yeah, but he's also, these guys are, what's the word you're looking for? They're a little more stable. They're not, they know what they can do and what they're capable of. They're not.
They're not insecure. And, oh well. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Gym of the Day coming up next. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Let's do a giveaway. Country music superstars Trace Adkins and Clint Black have joined forces for the Hits Hats History Tour, and ESPN 97.5 wants to send one lucky winner to the show. At 5:51, we'll take caller 10 to 713-780-3776. You'll win a pair of tickets to see Clint Black and Trace Adkins at Smart Financial Center on August 8th. For more concert and ticket info, head to livenation.com. So, there you go. Also, a friendly reminder, please check out sportsmap.com. It is exploding.
If you're not checking that out, you're behind.
Yeah, you are. Today we've got 11 observations from Texans training camp. Cody Stutz has been doing that every day, and so he was out there. We've got Chris Campisi's Astros report, where he speculates on how much hardware the Astros can win this year. Think he might have a Rookie of the Year on this team.
Well, so. Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe a Cy Young winner. And
he's psychic.
But he's really done a nice job. We have Astros reports up every day that he does, and I'm really proud of what we've done with the site. And please check it out. It's going to be another record month, and we're just getting into football. So
this is when it gets real.
Yeah.
Is there some money making availability on the site? I mean, is there what you? Are you gamblers? Are they killing it? Because the football season cranks up.
Well,
this is the time to start making some money, right?
My man Jerry Bow has been killing it all summer with
soccer.
He's
been doing soccer.
Yeah. But we're
that's money too, right?
Yeah. Hey, man, I don't care. It's funny because I don't care if somebody asks me why are you betting on these crappy $4,000 claiming horses. Like, I don't care if I win money on that or the Kentucky Derby.
It's a win.
Money is money.
Right.
Greed is good. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Panock Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. I've pretty much decided that British people like to brawl a lot. You know, they've got soccer hooligans. There's bar fights, things like that.
It's kind of what they do.
Yeah, which I hope when we go to London that I'm just watching it. I'm not going to participate. But how about this? A 43-year-old man and a 41-year-old woman from Essex are in police custody for their roles in a brawl that occurred early on Friday while they were on a cruise ship traveling from Bergen to Southampton. Apparently, there was a journalist from Good Morning Britain, which I've never seen. He was on the ship. He said the brawl started after a group at the restaurant took exception to another passenger's costume. Care to guess what?
Costume?
Yes.
Why are you wearing a costume at the restaurant?
Because he's dressed up like a clown.
They jumped the clown.
Apparently, the passenger appeared dressed as a clown. That upset one of the party because they'd specifically booked a cruise with no fancy dress. And it led to a violent confrontation.
Now, I assume you brought this up because you're with the clown attackers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Listen, hey, man, if we're just sitting around and you walk in dressed as a clown.
You ask for it.
Yeah.
That's not right. The clown has done nothing to you.
Oh, he hasn't done anything?
No.
These people thought they were going on a nice cruise. They were going to get drunk. They were going to have dinner. And then a clown walks in.
I mean, was it in the paperwork that says it's a clown-free cruise?
It did say that they specifically booked a cruise with no fancy dress, which is apparently, according to this guy, that means when you dress up
as... That'll be black tie.
No. This is in England. Apparently, that means it's when you dress up as a character or a crazy costume.
Oh yeah, there are plenty of words in English where their English versus
they make stuff
ours.
Up, yeah.
Oh, so they.
But it turned into.
They actually said we don't want people dressed up like crazy. You know.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want any cosplay. How's that? We use cosplay, right?
There you go back to your porn stuff. Can we get away from the porn for one segment?
That wasn't porn.
Cosplay is porn, isn't it?
Well, no, it's just dressing up in a costume.
I thought that was a porn thing.
Well, it can be. You know, I'm not against it.
Clearly.
You know, sexy devil dress. But anyway, it turned into a violent...
You don't like the sexy clown?
There is no such thing. Under no circumstances is there such a thing as a sexy clown.
Natalie Portman in a clown
outfit. I would, but, you know, I'd feel awkward about it. Just because I know that somewhere underneath that clown mask is Natalie Portman.
Bald Natalie Portman.
Yeah, yeah, so
that big red
all
wig.
I know is all I know is that I'm putting V for Vendetta on the screen above me, and I'm focusing on that and not looking at the clown face. But regardless, it turned into a violent late night brawl, and witnesses said there was blood everywhere.
Oh, man. So clearly this wasn't just the two people jumping the clown.
No, because
other people got involved.
Yeah, it turned into a big-ass brawl.
At the buffet. Yep. On a cruise.
Staff who intervened were injured. Passengers used furniture and plates as weapons.
Oh, my goodness.
Witnesses told me they were so frightened they had to hide as family groups fought.
Wow.
And no shocker, but he said many guests consumed large amounts of alcohol hours before the brawl.
We got a hint of that when the brawl broke out.
Yeah.
But one reason, I mean, this is a cruise, so it's separate, but one reason they brawl so much in England, people don't have guns.
That's
not
true.
A gun culture. We're not a brawling culture here in the U.S.
No,
we're a shoot you and discuss it culture.
That is your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
And one guy asked, don't most of the press conferences almost feel scripted these days? I mean, regardless of what you ask, don't you kind of already know the response, especially with, well, O'Brien?
That's why if you ask, that's why you should try to ask good questions. And I pride myself on being able to ask better questions than most. And I know I'm a good interviewer if I'm doing an actual interview with someone. The press conference is a little different because you only jump in a question or two here. But the reason it seems scripted to you is, yes, the person answering the question wants to say what he wants to say. It doesn't matter what your question is. The goal in my mind most of the time is to ask a question that he's not prepared to answer so you can actually get some truth, some reality there, as opposed to the just repetitive, we got to coach better.
Yeah. A lot of people with punching the clown jokes. Thank you. Wouldn't have thought of that, but appreciate it. Punching the clown in public. Yes, that's what happened. And a lot of people saying,
well, did a clown hurt you as a child? Did the clown do something to you? Was there some?
When I was growing up, you know, the clown that was always on was that Bozo. Mm-hmm. And like he scared the living crap out of me.
The clown's never really.
Drunk Bevo sent a picture. He says, sexy clown. Not sexy. I'm sorry.
There's a sexy clown, and you don't feel sexy.
He sent me the picture, and my eyes do not get to the body. And a lot of people saying Harley Quinn counts as a clown. Harley Quinn is not a clown.
Let me search on Twitter. I'll just search sexy clown and see what.
But
see
I don't consider up. I don't consider Harley Quinn to be a clown. Now she is sexy. At least Margot
Robbie. Wait a minute. Okay, dude. Drunk Bevo. That ain't sexy.
That's not sexy.
That ain't got nothing to do with the clown. She's got weird looking knees. She's on roller skates.
She might even be a little heroiny.
She's just not sexy. It has little to do with the.
But that's all right. We all have different. Bevo, she may be the sexiest thing ever.
No, he was trying to test you, Fred. Don't fall for it. It was a test, you know.
Plus, she's at a weird angle. That's not
a good angle on most. On most white women.
And her socks don't match either. So other than that, yeah.
Really? Really?
Well, they're gross looking. Yeah,
really? We're being sexist and disgusting here, and you got to go with the socks?
That's part of the clown fashion. Where's her big shoes?
She's wearing roller skates. Those are pretty big shoes.
Yeah.
You got to go with the matching socks? You really are a sick man. I don't think there's anyone out there who's ever said, I was going to, but her socks didn't match. So I said, you know what? I'm out.
It's, you know what? I'm not going to say that something like that has never been a... Because I admit there's always something, well, not always, but there have been times when somebody has one thing that you just look at and it just like, oh, dude, insta-noodle. This isn't happening.
Oh, man. As I scroll through this, I get to this thing that says clown, J-O-I. I don't think I want to click that. this is a bad search. Let me get a way out of this here. No, let's leave that alone. There's nowhere good to go with this one. But what is the one thing that you now later look back and go, okay, that was pretty stupid that I didn't do the thing with someone because of something silly?
Bad breath.
That was going to be mine.
Yeah.
There was this one babe. She was so fine. This was in college. I mean, she was smoking, but so was her breath. It was a fungus from a distance. And it was just, and I was like, wow, but she's so fine. But I couldn't do it. And I wish I had. Because it's just breath. I didn't have to kiss her that much.
There was one other one, and it was just, it's going to sound so snobby, but she was just so dumb. I mean, so dumb that I couldn't even carry on a conversation. I'm like, this isn't happening.
Less talking, more loving, Fred.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I hadn't talked to her at all,
it'd been all right.
It'd have been great. But
how dumb was she? That has to be way out there.
Because
for the average man, we can go pretty dumb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man.
On a scale of dumb and looking good, we can go way low on the dumb. She deserved love, too.
And I'm sure she found it because she was really hot.
Mm.
But, yeah.
You're proud of yourself on that one, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
I was going to say, you should not be.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.